Science often refers to a mass extinction of Earth's life forms that occurred many years ago, wherein the vast, vast majority of living creatures were destroyed. Students of the beautiful book understand this mass extinction to be the result of the global flood in the days of Noah, which occurred about 4,366 years ago. According to Bishop Usher's biblically accurate chronology of the world, Noah, his family, and all the living creatures he had collected in the ark were shut up in the ark by God on Sunday, December 7, 2349 B.C. Scientists also predict that another mass extinction is on the way, and so does the Word of God. Soon, what is known as the Great 7-Year Tribulation Period will begin. During this horrendous period, which is capped by the earth-ending Battle of Armageddon, the vast, vast majority of mankind and other living creatures will be destroyed. Isaiah prophesies in chapter 24, verse 6, "Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left." Keep in mind that Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be at his return. Man's only way of escape from this coming doom is found in the Great Commission declared by the Lord in Mark 16, 15 and 16. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Have you been born again? Will today be your day of salvation? Will today be the day you escape God's wrath and discover His grace? The Lord Jesus is ready to cleanse you from all your sin. Do it now while you still have time. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 5, 1 and 2, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created." God said, Romans 5, 18 and 19, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." God said, 1 Corinthians 15, 45 through 47. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven." Man said, "There was no first man, Adam, no specific location for the origin of mankind. Evolution produced these life forms in sundry places." Believe it or not, this was carnal man's belief until the last few decades. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 842 that will once again certify the glorious inerrancy of the Bible. All of these power features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the redeemed and as bait for the fishers of men. Every Thursday eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting today. Peace be multiplied unto you and your house. Be sure to take advantage of these powerful features. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Three, imagine you can download nearly 310 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. There is none like this glorious one, no, not one. God created all things by him, and by him all things consist. The Bible says he is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, and every living word in between. The history of the world is framed by his name, B.C. for before Christ, and A.D. for Anno Domini, as in the year of our Lord. He is the breath that we breathe, the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world, the answer to all of life's questions. He is the way, the truth, and the life. This Jesus Christ is the champion of Golgotha, where he broke the back of Satan's stranglehold on the sons of Adam, and his precious blood cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, what a Savior! Imagine that his name is the Word of God, the very Word of life, even eternal life itself. Every book, every written must bow before our book. This is the Christ of the double cure. There is no name under heaven more spoken than this beautiful name. Even those who use it daily in vain testify of Satan's desperate aversion to it. Those who embrace this Christ are blessed indeed. 1 Corinthians 15:45 calls this Christ the last Adam. And in this two-part series, we will begin to unlock the magnificent mystery of such a claim. Keep in mind, these God said, man said features are by design sermonettes. A subject as grand as the one on which we are about to embark can never be fully tapped here or in all the theological volumes ever penned. We invoke the Selah principle. There are two Adams in the book. This feature will dwell on the first. He was created by God, according to Bishop Usher, Friday, September 27, 4004 B.C. This man was the father of all mankind. There surely was a first man, Adam. Evolutionary scientists originally claimed there was no original single man. They were forced to do an abrupt about-face when microbiologists certified that there truly was a first man who was the father of all of us. They dubbed him Y-chromosome Adam. When Christian missionaries first encountered the ancient Miatsu tribe of China, they were shocked when the tribe recounted their genealogical history. The Miatsu traced their genealogy to the world's first man and said, his name was Dirt. Surprised? The Hebrew meaning of the name Adam is red dirt. There was a first Adam. The father of all of us was created by God as immortal. The only law given that he was required to observe is found in Genesis 2:16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." But something terribly wrong happened. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." God said the day that Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would surely die, and die they did. They died spiritually first, which is in the Bible is called the second death. They lived on in the natural body for hundreds of years before dying in what we know as the first death. The immortal Adam, who had been given dominion over the whole earth, had rejected the one and only commandment given to him by God, instead choosing Satan's leadership. At this juncture, Adam and all his progeny were sold unto Satan, who became the little god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. All of us were spiritually stillborn. Concerning the redeemed, Ephesians 2:1 records, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Something dreadful happened when Adam cast off the word of God for Satan's. The law of sin and death began to reign. It was immediately demonstrated in the emotional, spiritual changes that occurred in Adam's life. A short list follows. For the first time, Adam experienced the knowledge of good and evil, fear and dread, shame, the urge to hide from God, the need to create a natural solution to cover the shame, an accusatory nature, blaming Eve and God for his sin, the curse of toil, the loss of dominion, sorrow, grief, and the dying process. Surely, this is a very short list, but something all the sons and daughters of Adam have inherited. The deadly inheritance of the first Adam can only be remedied by a miracle. This miracle is hidden in what the Bible calls the mystery of godliness. Next week, we will discuss the marvelous secrets of the last Adam. God said, Genesis 5, verses 1 and 2, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created." God said, Romans 5, 18 and 19, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." God said, 1 Corinthians 15:45-47. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and after that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven." Man said, there was no first man, Adam, no specific location for the origin of mankind. Evolution produced these life forms in sundry places. Believe it or not, this was carnal man's belief until the last few decades. Now you have the record.